All right, podcast.
Hi.
We're back.
Yeah, here we go.
We are back. It's been so long.
It's been a while.
Since we recorded, not since we've talked to each other.
No. It's been a while for that, too.
We talked yesterday.
Okay, but in person?
In person, it's been a while. What was it, December?
Was it December?
When we did
I think it was like
the cafe years. Thing.
Like January.
Oh yeah, you're right. So what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? What's our topic for today?
Today we're doing racism in America.
Ooh.
A hot topic that's been going around for ever. But, you know, we gotta promote this topic as much as possible for people to understand.
Yes. Especially for the new generation.
Yes. First point in the topic. Kneeling during a national anthem in sport.
I support it.
Yeah.
100%.
Kneeling is literally the bare minimum.
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
If these athletes and sports people can put stuff on Instagram and on Twitter, but they don't kneel, it's not working.
Yeah, it's double sided.
Yeah,
you can't just say stuff and then not put it into your actions. Too.
Yeah, performative activism.
Plus, like, why are you guys all angry about just kneeling during the anthem?
The anthem that shouldn't we? It's the even the vet said when you kneel, it doesn't go against the flag.
I don't see how people got to that.
Yeah,
it was never about going against the people who fought for the flag. It was about raising awareness about those who aren't under the full protection.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's the people who didn't serve.
Yeah.
Who are all about
the flag.
Saying that you're going against those.
Yeah.
It's ritualistic at this point.
Yeah. I have said I will not be standing for the national anthem if I ever go to any sports events.
I'll probably stop doing that too. It's a little better now though, since the election.
Yeah, since the election, things are gonna go up, but things do need to still be changed.
Definitely. Traditions are meant to be changed.
Yeah.
Just because it's something we did for the last few hundred years doesn't mean it's something that is necessary for us to do now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Saying the N-word.
That's a no. Just don't say it.
Don't say it. When people say it's just a word, but if it's just a word, when you say, all right, say it. But you're not going to say it.
Right. Quoting John Mulaney, if you say that the N-word is not a bad word, and you compare it to any other word, and you won't even say the N-word, it's pretty bad.
It's a bad word, yeah.
Pretty bad.
I don't even say the N-word.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, if we can, us as black people, who don't even say it that much, we don't say it, why do these white people have to?
Why do you want to say it?
Yeah, why do you want to say it?
What's so great about it? It's like, you keep saying it's just a word, and you should be able to say it, but if it's just a word,
find a new word.
Why do you want to? The dictionary has thousands of words in it, and that's the one that you want to say.
Yeah.
I just don't get the importance of wanting. Is it like a power thing? Do you want to to make it feel like you shouldn't, you're not being discriminated against because you can't say it, even though the word was literally made to us.
Yeah.
Attack our friend right now.
The Capitol raid.
Okay.
That was a day, wasn't it?
That was definitely an interesting day. So much for Trump supporters being peaceful
protesters. We are living through the craziest times in our lives.
That was so hypocritical.
Yeah.
They defend the police when we were actually doing peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter, and then go ahead and literally raid
a Capitol building.
A Capitol building, and like hurt police officers and stuff.
Even though they technically got away with it, because they got to leave, they got to get in, they got to leave, they got to take stuff. Even though they're on a no-fly list, they some of them got arrested. Trump, Lewis said, do it.
I think we've learned at this point not to listen to that man.
Yeah.
He's the same color as a potato chip. I do not take hints from advice from people like that.
Yeah.
Hi, friend.
All right.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay. When's Jonas and I talk?
I don't know.
We're drawing up energy.
Everyone, welcome our returning star,
Madam
G.
She's basically a co-host at this point.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
I mean, you've been in as many shows as us, so...
Yeah. You've been in every one of them except the first one.
Well, the first one was just us.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we were just talking about the raid on the Capitol building.
Historic event.
Yes. Very historic.
That's gonna be in the history books for sure.
Can't wait till you guys have grandchildren and I get to tell them, man, we are your age.
Things happened.
Y'all with your hovering cars and all of that, back in our day, we had people raiding the Capitol.
Yes.
Back in our day, we had to fight for our rights. But grandma, racism was illegal. Did that stop anybody?
No.
What's the next one?
The argument, all lives matter. The all lives matter argument.
So I know it's like the common response would be like, that's just, going against Black Lives Matter. Like, it is, like, they say it's just, they can't think of the word for it, but it's
contradicting
the Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, they're just trying to go against them, just trying to argue for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I think it's smart to go back with all lives matter can't matter.
Until Black ones do.
Yeah. So if all lives matter to you, why are you fighting against
just the Black ones?
Yeah, why are you trying to fight against making Black Lives Matter? It doesn't make sense to me.
Some people just want to spread hate.
Mm-hmm. If you truly support the movement for Black Lives Matter, why are you so trying to work against it? Like, you're trying to contradict it every turn that you get.
People are bored. people are racist.
You got that right.
Should we change the national anthem?
Yes. It's boring.
It's boring.
Amp it up.
It was, if I'm correct, it was made right after. I don't remember.
I don't get why people hold on so tight to traditions like that. Our country's changing over the years. Would it be so bad if our anthem changed with it to show how much we've grown?
Yeah, true.
Men in white powdered wigs to, you know, equality.
Yeah. Or
something close to that.
It was made in 1814.
1814?
Yep.
That's over 200 years ago.
For after the Battle of 1812, the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. It should be changed for sure. What would it be? Yeah. What would you change it to?
You want me to write a song right here, right now? Okay.
No, please don't.
I don't know what to do. I don't know. I can't write songs. I can do a beat.
I feel like someone, if they could, if we would change it, someone would make a great anthem that would bring everyone together, not separate one group to make it just about, you know, the white people. Because that's what it...
Yeah. I agree. Plus, we could make it a bop.
We could.
We could definitely make
there
it a
lot of national. There are a lot of national anthems from different countries that are way better than ours.
Right. You can even use a TikTok song for all we care. Just make it a bop.
Make it a bop.
Something we could all sing to. If you can make a country song about coming to Baton Rouge, then you should be able to make a bop of a national anthem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Upgrades, people, upgrades. We gotta keep moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's
the video about?
This one?
You have, like, a video or something?
Oh, yeah, okay. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this video is from my African American Studies class, and basically, it's talking about, like, America a few years ago, and these aliens came down, right, and spoke to the president, and they're like, we have a deal for you. We'll give you unlimited resources. We'll basically reset America so that we get rid of climate change and global warming and renew your resources and, like, make it perfect, right? Just get rid of all the problems that America has. In exchange, you have to give us all of your people who have a certain amount of melanin in their skin. Essentially, they were saying, like, you can have your perfect society, but you have to give us all of your black people. Right. So, of course, the presidency, like, their cabinet or whatever, was made of mostly white people with one black person there, and they couldn't figure out how to approach it. Like, should they accept the offer or should they decline? Because they didn't know what was going to happen to their black people after they left. And so eventually they decided they would put it to a vote in America, and, like, all the people were, like, talking about it, and then, like, black entertainers and stuff were, like, going on TV being like, hey, we entertain you guys, so you shouldn't get rid of us, and we're trying to stay on Earth. And it was just, like, seeing the process of which this guy who was, like, an unofficial seat of the president's cabinet was trying to figure out a way to convince them not to get rid of the black people, but it was seeing it from his point of view, because he was technically, like, I don't want to say, like, so he was assimilated, so he wasn't, like, fully on the side of African Americans, and, like, they were talking about smuggling him out of the country and everything. But eventually they did do an anonymous vote for everyone on their phone. They're like, you can do it in the privacy of your house. What do you vote for? get renewable resources or keep our population of African Americans? And what do you guys think they chose?
I don't know.
They chose to get rid of them.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. It was just baffling. Like, you know, in shows, like, it always works out in the end. But when I saw that they actually went through and chose, I was like, would our country might do the same.
Yeah.
They would do the same. So it was like the good of everyone for a few people. What's more important?
I mean, it's a bit more than a few people, but I guess you have a point.
It's more than a few people, but yeah. It was like, what's good for your country or what's good for like this small percentage of your population? It was just, the whole video was baffling to me. It was really eye-opening. Mm-hmm. It was called Space Travelers, or Space Traders, actually. I forgot who it was, but you should watch it.
Okay.
So imagine that it's a universe where black people are aliens, have super cool powers. I don't know.
Yo, if I get powers out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ship me off if I get superpowers. Can we become the next Green Lanterns?
At least kind of like a new race of people or something.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Our own planet? That would be nice.
I want to take it back to kneeling for a second because I forgot to speak about something.
Mm-hmm.
I watch soccer. they had a game a month ago. They were in Orlando. They played against Colombia. You know, I don't know why we do it, but we play the national anthem before games, and they had a whole statement on Instagram, like, we stand with all the black people in the world. They even have Black Lives Matters on their anthem jackets when they walk out. I'm like, yes, we're gonna finally see all of them kneel. They're all gonna kneel. Nope.
There was at least three people
the first time. Three people knelt. Three players knelt. Then the second time, four people knelt. I'm like, guys, if y'all want to stand with your black players, the black people that watch you, the black people that support you, you can't say stuff on Instagram and then not kneel with the black player that plays with you, who's starting in the starting lineup with you. You're not, it's not helping. And like, they say they have conversations, they talk about it with themselves, but then are you really listening if you're still not kneeling? It's crazy. I'm so excited to see if they, because they play next week. I'm like, can't wait. Who's gonna kneel? Who's not gonna kneel this time?
I wonder what the Olympics is gonna be like.
I honestly don't know.
Are they gonna kneel?
Who knows? Because they're not kneeling now.
Yeah, but there's like a good number of black athletes in the Olympics.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
So they would kneel, but I've never actually watched the Olympics. I don't know how it all pans out. But, like, between COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement, it's just, like, I want to see how it changes things.
Because
taking it seriously, are they going to change it?
The WNBA, when they were playing, I think during the summer, they all wore the shirts, Black Lives Matter shirts. They wore for Breonna Taylor, for George Floyd. They knelt. They, when things were going right, they canceled games. They were really out there trying to help the Black Lives Matter movement. And some people got mad about it because, you know, first of all, they're women. They're bringing politics into sport. It's a whole thing.
Well, is it even wrong to bring politics into, like, what you do if it's affecting how, like, people's lives?
No, I don't think it's wrong at all.
If I had the ability to share with others, like if I was a important person
and I had a platform,
I could use it to get the word out about things that I believe in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here for your entertainment, just that. I also have a life, and I, in my life, I personally believe that this is the right thing.
Yeah. Because if the soccer players, they fight for equal pay, they fight for the LGBTQ rights, because some of the players are gay, and they want equal pay. But if you don't fight for the black players on the team, you're fighting for one thing, but you're not fighting for the other.
It's one thing to say that you're friends with a black person. It's a whole other thing to actually fight for their rights.
Yeah. I'm like, some of these players are close with the black player on the team. Mm-hmm. This player helped you get to where you are, that you grew up together. But then you don't support them. I don't get it.
And it's like, even earlier with, like, they wear the shirts and stuff, but they don't kneel. It's so easy to do things when it's in solidarity.
Yeah.
But if you truly care, you would try and stand out and kneel.
Because, like,
you don't want to just be another one in the crowd.
With Megan Rapinoe, when Colin Kaepernick knelt back in 2016, she was the only person to kneel. First of all, she was white. She had a big platform. So she knelt that one game. People hated on her. She didn't start for a while. She didn't go to camps. But she had a platform. She used a platform for a good reason. The USSF banned kneeling for a long time. Then when the Black Lives Matter movement came flooded up again, they unbanned it. So now people can ban without repercussions. Now the black player on the team, Crystal Dunn, can kneel beside Megan Rapinoe and all the players that fight with her, and hopefully nothing bad would happen, because things have changed. More people are believing in the Black Lives Matter movement, but it's still crazy how some players won't kneel.
It's like, it's just such a simple act.
It really is.
Like, if you can't do much, at least do that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's just, like, it's a big deal, but if you truly support, then you can kneel.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go out there, it'd be nice, but you don't have to go out there and, like, go to every protest and, like, fight for everything, or, like, be involved and own all the shirts. You could do this one thing that means so much to us, and it's just a simple act for you. Do it.
Yeah. If you have the platform, use your platform, right? These games are on national TV. These games, the Shibley's Cup, there's going to be some people there. If you can help, little kids are watching. You are their role models. But they see you standing when you could be kneeling with the players. It's you're not helping that little kid see something good.
Yeah. Imagine how happy a kid could be when he sees someone that he looks up to, like a basketball player, a football player, someone he, like, genuinely looks up to, fighting, like, standing up for his rights.
Yeah.
Like, that would change someone's entire point of view and make them so happy. Mm-hmm. The flowers were distracting. Oh, God. Even now, G's getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Let's not talk about it.
I don't really care about the chocolates.
Would they give us minors for not standing during the Pledge of Allegiance if we were in school right now?
Could they?
I don't know.
I don't remember reading anything about that in the handbook, and I'm pretty sure I read that handbook.
I never read the handbook, but I feel like they couldn't. Because if...
When I get the tension.
Yeah.
You write the handbook.
When I was in attention, I just did vocabulary words.
I think, yeah, it did vocabulary words. I remember at one point they were like, hey, rewrite whatever you did wrong in the handbook.
Yeah.
Like that one rule that you broke. Like 5 times, just if that was gonna stop me.
Yeah,
from
like I get it. I know what I did wrong, but
I already knew it was against the rules. I still did it. So how is this gonna stop me? Would they? Could they? I feel like some teachers would treat it differently.
Yeah.
Miss Conwell might have like
might give
argued might, about it.
Yeah, might give us a glare too.
Like tried to talk us into or explain why it was important to do it, and we wouldn't have been able to talk back because authority figure, you know how they react to being proven that they're wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like other teachers, like history teachers, English teachers, would acknowledge it and then just like move on. Mm-hmm. I just don't get that. If it doesn't impact our studies and we get to like express ourselves and our beliefs,
yeah, we should be able to do it.
I don't get what's so wrong about it.
Yeah.
Like, I know which country I am.
Yeah, we know where we live.
I'm not gonna wake up every morning and be like, oh my god, I love Japan. I'm so happy this is my country.
What
language is everyone speaking? I don't know what country we're in. So I'm just gonna go with like France or something.
I'm just gonna start speaking Spanish.
I'm just gonna wake up and my loyalty is gonna be to a whole nother country.
Yeah. Just start singing God Save the Queen. Yes, I am English.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Next time I go anywhere to like a game or anything, they start singing the anthem. I'm just gonna sing random
a different one
for other countries. Yeah. Just under my breath.
Like we were in what class was it? Was it contemporary issues? It was one of the classes. It was economics contemporary issues. It was in Gerard's room, and there the flags all over the walls. I didn't look because I don't think the American flag was hanging in the back, so I would just look at different flags on the wall, not saying the anthem. Just like,
Yeah, every time I was in that room, I looked for Costa Rica's flag, but I looked for different flags. It was just like quizzing myself on what countries they were instead of paying attention to the anthem.
I think I always stared at either the Mexican flag or the Greece flag.
Oh my god, Cameron, you pledged your loyalty to Mexico?
No.
Yes!
You
pledged your loyalty to Mexico. Noted.
Okay. We got through all the topics.
That was quick.
That was quick, which is crazy.
Would have been quicker if now she was on time.
I didn't say this in the beginning of the episode. We rebranded.
Yes, we have rebranded. No longer called the Cake Podcast.
We are the Chaotic Clowns Production Podcast.
Yes, a new era of time.
Yes.
New podcast. New co-host.
You will be you're a co-host.
I'm sorry. She's not a co-host.
She's a
new permanent guest.
Yes, she's a new permanent guest.
We got more than 3 episodes, I think.
Yeah.
I think at this point.
We will try to do more of these podcasts. We're not together all the time.
We got COVID messed it up.
We got school. But I already have another podcast idea in mind.
You want to do a teaser? What's it about?
I have 2. Well, the first one is the biggest fears. There's biggest fear. I got biggest fears one. There's the do you believe in aliens and ghosts? And the other one is, this is for you actually. Soccer.
Oh. Wait, what?
The game of football. The beautiful game of football.
Yay! Please tell me you mean football.
Football, yes.
Yay! Real football.
Yes, real football.
Yes.
You know those.
Okay, that I'm happy about.
Yeah.
Not American football.
No, not American football. The football you kick with your feet.
I mean, technically, you still kick stuff with your feet.
Yeah.
In American football.
Yeah, the field goals and kickoffs and all that.
Hey, I knew a thing about football. You should be proud of me.
I applaud you.
I expected more claps there. Gee. I still feel like that was Cameron clapping.
That wasn't me.
Oh my god, yay.
She froze me.
She's frozen.
No.
All right, this might have been our shortest podcast we've done, even though it's a very important topic.
Mm-hmm.
We said a lot, but for some reason it's shorter.
Because it feels so obvious. Like,
yeah, it's obvious. Don't be racist.
It feels so obvious.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
Racism, not cool.
Don't be a jerk and don't be racist.
Yeah.
If you feel like you hate someone for no reason, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Revalidate your life.
I have another thing.
Right. Hmm?
I have another thing. When people say blacks, I feel a little attacked.
When they what?
When they say blacks.
Just say black people, man.
When someone's saying blacks, they're automatically racist.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting punched in the stomach when you say blacks.
You're attacking me right now, and I did not ask for this.
Yeah.
What, you want us to call whites? No, because then they're gonna get angry because we're discriminating. I feel like blacks is equivalent to calling a white person cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cracker's funnier though.
Yeah. It doesn't sound as offensive than the
At this point it's just is it wrong? if you feel uncomfortable saying black people, don't say black, just say African American.
Yeah. You can literally say African American. Like,
so many things you call us, and you choose the most aggressive way to do it.
That and the N-word.
Oh God, just please stop it. The N-word. No more. Ban the word. I don't have a problem with people who are black saying it because, like, they're right. They took over the word and took back the power and control over it. But personally, I don't say it. And there's no point for me saying it, so I don't. There's no point for anyone saying it, I think.
I mean, but it comes up in a song.
Not white people. Y'all can't say it. Y'all can't do what you want.
No. Like a lot of artists, black artists, say it in songs. I'm like, can't say, oh wait, I'm black, I can.
Right. Even then, I sometimes skip over the word. I'm just like, hey. I don't even mouth it. I just stop saying.
Can't forget, we can say it.
Yeah, we can. And then using the excuse that it's in a song.
That's not. To say it. You can't, no.
No, I have a simple solution for that. Stop listening to the song.
Yeah.
Then you won't have to ever say it.
Yeah.
There we go. I think the big lesson here is that if you truly support, don't argue back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This has been fun.
It was a short podcast.
Yeah.
Fun though. We'll do more. We'll do longer ones.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed Racism in America.
What? Oh, man, we do hope you enjoy Racism in America, because we sure don't.
this has been great. This has been the Chaotic Clowns Production Podcast. Hi, I'm Cameron.
I'm Ashley.
We had our special co-host guest, Madam G.
Permanent guest,
the Grudge. Permanent guest.
They will be here next episode as well.
Yeah.
As a guest.
Follow us on the socials.
Which will be in the description.
Yes.
I can't remember what mine are.
I can't remember mine either. But thank you guys so much for watching. Peace.
Bye.